Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another week of N4G Radio, and I'm doing the show in my underwear, so there you go.
I hope to God that that's not the case.
What are you talking about? I always do mine in my underwear.
I'm feeling it right now. Feeling
yeah, but you're from the South. You guys spend half your life in your underwear.
It's because it's so fucking so hot down here.
You're probably wearing a wife beater and boxer shorts 95% of the time.
Damn, you got a camera in my house?
Yeah. You say that, Zara, and I'm doing the podcast in your underwear as well.
Oh, Matt, well, you are my lover. I am your lover lord.
Lover lord.
Yeah, the lover lord comment was fantastic, by the way. I want to thank you guys for
God. I thought...
Well, it's to swallow me up at that point. I thought I was fucked.
But Professor Chaos's comment was the best, and I can't repeat it.
Yeah, you can't repeat it, but it was hilarious.
Yes. It's amazing that only... he could get away with a comment like that, to be fair,
right,
but as soon as I saw it, I thought, oh God, no, oh God, no, oh God, oh God, oh God. stupid predictive text.
Oh.
Which is funny, because that's usually what he thinks whenever he sees zero. Yeah. Oh God, oh God.
I can feel it. But anyway, with us this week, we have GamesCon.
Greetings, programs.
We got the Wombat 2.
Hello. How are you?
That was like a 2-second silence.
I love the dramatic pause.
And perfect. With us we have the Southern Wife Beater, Frustrated Fury.
I had to be known as the Southern Gentleman with the Wife Beater. Thank you very much.
Okay. And we have...
drinking a Pabst Blue Ribbon right now?
No, those things are disgusting.
He's got the beast, man. The beast. The beast. Milwaukee's beast.
God, what is wrong with you guys and crappy beer?
I don't know, it's funny. And we have Mr. W from across the pond.
Hello, subjects.
Subjects.
that's good.
You're loyal subjects.
Yeah, probably not so loyal, to be fair, but there you go.
No, not really. But we have some fondling to do. It's getting close to the end of the fall rush. It's been an awesome year. But thankfully it's finally wrapping up because I'm tired of having 14 billion games to review.
You're no kidding.
Oh my God. But let's see what Gambus Khan's been playing. Because he did another review this week, and it blew my mind.
It blew your mind, huh?
It did.
I reviewed a game called Fist of the North Star, Kin's Rage. And it was an interesting game. It's Dynasty Warriors with Kung Fu and exploding heads and bodies.
Here we go with the boxes again.
it keeps me on track.
I bet it does.
Yeah.
I bet it does.
But yeah, I wrote a review for it on ztgamedomain.com. It should be up sometime this week. And I mean, it was a really bad game. It's got a lot of flaws. It's pretty much a Dynasty Warriors game, so, you know, take it as you will. I did have some fun with it. But it's one of those games that you just can't play for any longer than half hour without getting really bored with it. So, but if you play it in half hour spurts, it's pretty good. It's pretty decent, actually.
It's Descent.
It's decent.
But it's not as good as Descent.
No.
What? Do you even know?
You said, no, you said, he said decent, you said Descent, and I said it's not as good as Descent. You tracking the logic there now?
No.
I was making a bad joke off of your bad joke. Does that make more sense now?
I'm lost. I don't even know what's going on.
He said it was decent, and you said Descent, because you were making a play off the word decent. And so I said, but it's not as good as Descent, which was another game on the PlayStation 1.
And the PC.
And the PC as well.
Yeah.
That was a lot of explanation for a joke that was really bad in the first place.
I know, and that's the reason why we were
played it twice.
Yeah. I mean, making a bad joke off of a bad joke, I mean,
yeah,
that's actually talent right there.
Where do you get off?
Where do you get off being you?
But yeah, I played that, and then I played a couple games on my PSP.
PSP.
Well, there it goes. I played Ys Oath of Fel'Ghana, which just recently came out. Really, really awesome top-down Zelda action RPG game. Really freaking cool. It's, I'd say the low parts of the game are when you go into towns, but when you're in combat, it's freaking awesome. It's really cool. I highly suggest, if you're into the top-down Zelda games, and if you like really good early 90s era game music, then I suggest you pick it up. And the other PSP game that I played this week, I actually went back to a old favorite of mine.
Trusty old friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A game that I pretty much consider my favorite PSP game of all time.
Oh, here we go.
Monster Hunter.
I thought it was... Oh, okay. Freedom Hunter!
Yep, Monster Hunter, and you know something? Not playing Monster Hunter for like 7-8 months, it's pretty tough to get back to.
Oh, yeah. It takes a toll on you.
I mean, I felt like I had to do all the tutorial all over again. Just to be like, okay, now this button does... Oh, crap, I used up an item.
I still do that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, you really have to know that game in order to survive.
You got to know when to hold them.
Know when to fold them.
Know when to walk away.
What is this voice you are doing, Zero?
I don't know.
It's apparently his version of Kenny Rogers.
No.
John Marston, maybe?
But, yeah, those were the games I played this past week.
Dude, are you really going to be done here in a minute? Because that's just going to mess up me.
That's a record.
I know.
That's awesome.
You're going to implode my mind. In 8 minutes, Gambus is done.
Yep. That's pretty incredible. Future Fondling, probably more Monster Hunter. I have been researching something lately that's a little bit off topic for video games, but I've been thinking about being a dungeon master for a tabletop game.
Oh, okay. My head!
Do not make fun of that, okay? I used to do stuff like that. And on occasion, I will go back. I still have my character.
Yeah, I'm deciding between D&D 4th edition, which I heard a lot of people hate, or Pathfinder, which I heard is actually quite good.
You know, I'm not laughing at the fact that you want to do that. I'm laughing at the fact, and I think Wombat will laugh with me, that you think you're going to have time to do that.
Yeah.
You're about to get married, son.
Yeah, dude. Good luck with that.
And you're
in
school.
I don't make fun of guys for playing D&D because I mean there's really are we going to differentiate between different kinds of geek now? I mean, let's be honest. There's not a guy on this podcast that's what we would refer to as cool.
Hey.
So
Gambus is cool.
But yeah, good luck.
And by the virtue of that fact that Gambus is cool, whatever he does is cool. So D&D is cool.
There
you go.
Thank you, John. You're cool too.
Well, okay.
No, you're cool because Gambus is your cool.
See?
So that makes it cool.
You just broke your own logic.
Oh. here's a part of my logic. My fiance, she actually used to play D&D as well.
Oh, that makes more sense.
So I'm thinking that I can get her on board, and I mean, heck, I mean, even if we're just playing a two-player game where she plays a character and I'm the DM, I mean that's technically
awesome. Is everyone else thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah. I was on my way to make a joke anyway, so
there's a specific name for those two-player games where you each play a role.
Yeah.
It isn't D&D, it's S&M.
Oh, hey now.
Snap. Hot
okay.
Damn, Davis.
Well, yeah, that concludes my fondling this week.
Same.
Yeah. All right, then. What? Oh, damn. I don't even know how to follow that. Shit.
You lost it all, you know.
Alright, well, I will move over to Mr. Frustrated Fury.
Awesome. Well, I haven't played too much either. So I've been playing a lot of what I have been playing. Played a lot more Dragon Age Origins.
Oh.
And by a lot, I mean I logged in probably 10 hours this week into it. I'm about 20 hours into that game now. What's end up happening is I'm doing the DLC and not knowing that I'm doing the DLC.
It's because it's so integrated.
Yeah, it is. Because I go to my camp and all of a sudden there's like 10 guys standing in my camp. I'm like, who the hell are you guys? And they're like, hey, I need you to come over here and do this. And hey, these guys over here are beating my friend up. And you know, stuff like that. So I did the one where you go to the warden, the Grey Warden's old
Warden's
castle.
Key.
Yeah. When did that one? And that one, seriously, I thought was part of the story. It seemed like it would be part of the story. And did that one, finished it up, and I got these trophies that said, oh, it's a DLC. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then I started talking to a couple friends of mine, and they were talking about how since you have all the DLC, you really need to go get the Golem guy. And I'm like, okay.
Yep.
So I went and did the Golem, and that was pretty awesome. And now I got this awesome dude who's like really sarcastic in my party, and I keep him in my party now. And now I'm to the part where Zero, you were telling me about, where I'm stuck in the Fade for like 3 friggin' hours.
Yeah, the Fade's the worst part of that game easily.
See, I figured, I was like, I need another mage in my party, so why don't I go recruit some mages? Well, that was a big mistake. So I'm there now doing that, and I keep running into...
Just to give you a tip, have you done the dwarf quest yet?
No, I've only the mages are the first one that I've done.
When you do the one to this won't spoil anything. It's just kind of a heads up because there's some cool dialogue stuff there. When you do the dwarf quest, make sure you keep the golem in your party.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, because there's some extra dialogue stuff that comes up.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that kind of pisses me off, is the fact that, like, I want Morgan in my party because she's an awesome mage, and that's the only mage I have. But she hates every friggin' thing that I do. And it, like, keeps saying that she disapproves of whatever I'm doing. Because I also have Alistair in my party, and Alistair's, like, my best buddy, and we always joke around and crap.
Right.
And she hates Alistair with a passion because he's a Templar.
Right.
So, I'm going to have to remove Morgan, because I do want to get it on with her, and if she's pissed at me, she won't want to have sex with me, so... It's called strategic planning.
It's called strategery.
That's right.
Yep.
But yeah, but a crap ton of Dragon Age. I'm still enjoying the crap out of it. It's actually getting really hard, though. Like, the Fade stuff isn't hard. It's just annoying because it's like a gigantic maze. But, like, the Golem, like, when I was trying to go get the Golem, man, I was just running into guys, like, it was like this room. It had, like, 10 people in it. And, like, everybody died within, like, 4 seconds. I'm like, jeez. But... you know, it's to a point now where I have to save after every single little fight that I get into.
Yeah, it gets worse towards the end.
It does definitely get worse. Let me put it this way. I usually play games on normal. I eventually had to drop Dragon Age down to easy. Because it got to the point where I really loved the game, but it got to the point where it was so hard I wasn't having as much fun with it anymore.
Mm. But, yeah, Dragon Age, awesome. I'm going to be playing the crap out of it until I beat it. Now, I'm going to try to beat it this year, so hopefully. But also picked up the Sly Cooper collection, or the Sly collection, I guess is what it's called. But I popped it in. I played Sly 1 back in the day. I didn't play any of the others. Just started playing Sly. I probably played probably about 30 minutes. It wasn't much. Just enough to get out of like, the tutorial stuff. But... It looks nice. I mean, you know, it's in high definition. I don't know what to say about it.
It's hard. I forgot how hard it was.
Yeah, it's like going back and play the first Ratchet and Clank.
Because one hit, one hit and you're dead.
Yeah.
Right.
I forgot about that. I'm like, oh, shit.
Well, from the instruction manual, because I never played the second, third one. From the instruction manual, you actually have health in the second and third one. So
yeah,
I don't know. It's one of those games where we're trying to get our broadcast back up and running. I want to do kind of like a marathon of it, like in a weekend or something like that. But yeah, it's nice though. I mean, you know, for 30 or 40 bucks, I mean, you're getting three really good games, so I can't say no to that. Plus, every single game has trophies in them. You can get a platinum in all three of those games.
And also wow. In the mini games if you have a move.
I really don't feel like burning money, so I'm not going to buy a move.
I just said if you have one. I didn't say you had to buy one.
I know. But yeah, it does have move support. It has 3D support. I don't have a 3D television, so. But yeah, played that. The game I actually played on the PSN for review, I should have that review up sometime this week, is Crescent Pale Mist.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it either until they sent me the code.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It is weird. It's like a 2D side-scrolling hack-and-slash bullet hell game. I don't know how to explain it.
You just said a whole lot of stuff right there. And I'm going to be honest, I'm not sure I follow any of it.
Alright, you may not be able to, because this game is weird. It's like, it's insane. So, it's like you... Alright, put it this way. Think of Castlevania Symphony of the Night, 2D, running around, slashing stuff. Because there's hit points involved... and there's different enemy types involved, and you have like dodge abilities and stuff like that. But then you can also fly in certain areas, and you have to dodge like projectiles. And during boss fights, it gets insane. Like you have to like the bosses are about as big as you. Like the screen is huge, but you're like a really small character. Everything's sprite based. You're like this really small character, and all the bosses are really small characters. So you have to, like, try to manually get up to them to hit them, and they've got, like, a million projectiles surrounding them coming after you, and some of them knock you back, some of them don't, and it's so strange. And I was wondering, I was like, this game kind of looks like crap. Like, for real, because, I mean, it's like whenever you play like an old game from like, oh, Symphony of the Night, if you sit down and put Symphony of the Night into your, you know, PlayStation 3 and start playing it, it's going to be, it looks pixelated almost.
Right.
And that's exactly what this game looks like. And so I did a little research on it, and by research, I went to the main menu screen and noticed that it says copyright 2006. And I'm like, so this game's 4 years old?
Nice.
So I'm curious if this is like, because it's so weird how the menu system is set up, because you can go down, you can scroll down, and it says more games, and you click on it, and it has all these other games that I've never heard of from the same company, and they all look about the same. They look like bullet hell games, and I don't know, it's weird. Like, I think it's a series of games, because it seems like there's characters that know each other, and you don't know how they know each other. I can't figure it out, but the game is difficult. The game is difficult as hell, and I don't think it's very long, because like the second level took me almost an hour to do, because it's like a huge maze where you can go in and out of backgrounds, and it's just all like a 2D plane where you go upstairs, downstairs, stuff like that, but you can also go like into the foreground or into the background kind of thing. And you get lost easy, and I don't know. Like, the tutorial was kind of crap. Like, it doesn't tell you half, like, anything you really need to know, except, like, here's how you attack. Here's how you jump. Here is what you need to collect. And here's how you use your magic. And that's about it. Apparently, when I looked online, you can lock on to enemies, which would have been fantastic for me, particularly during the boss fights. And the tutorial never showed you how to lock on to enemies. So, that game's got some problems, I'll put it that way. But, and it reminds me of like a NIS game, because like even during the tutorial, like all the characters is anime based. It's like, it's obviously a Japanese made game, but it's like all, like the cutscenes are all anime, or not necessarily anime, but they have anime characters in them. And it reminds me of an NIS game, because they're kind of self-aware that they're in a video game. Like, they break the fourth wall, and they say stuff like during the tutorial, like, this witch is, like, showing you how to do stuff, and she's like, oh, congratulations, you learned how to jump. Here is some tea. And I'm like, no, it's not really for me, I guess you'd say, but I can see how it could appeal to some people, but the game's difficult as hell, I'll just put it that way. And it kind of frustrated me a little bit yesterday playing it, but I'm going to play some more of it today. Hopefully. It looks like there's only 5 levels, and I'm on the 3rd level right now, so. But, yeah, Crescent Pale Mist. It's only $6, or $5 actually, $4.99 on the PSN. So, has trophies, but they're impossible to get. I got one trophy for beating the tutorial. And that's it. And there's higher difficulties. So there you go.
Nice. But,
yeah. Played that. Oh, man. I'll put it this way. I'm going to set it up. So, my roommate got Call of Duty Black Ops. And I watched him play some of it. And I also played a little bit of it while he was at work. And I have to say, that game is Call of Duty.
Really?
Here's the thing. If you play Modern Warfare 1, you play Call of Duty Black Ops.
Really?
Except they changed it a little bit. Now you have to buy everything instead of just unlocking it. So I really want this nice little Uzi. Mm-mm. You don't just unlock it. You got to go buy it. And I'm like, yeah, I don't like this. And so I promptly turned it off. And I just pissed off every single one of our listeners.
You pissed off, yeah. What, 7.5 million people?
Uh-huh. I'm really upset myself, yeah.
Yeah, I know. You know, I mean, that's the thing about it. Like,
I'm just kidding.
I know. I'm just joking. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to say the game's crap. I'm just going to say that the game is not for me anymore. I mean, I was a huge Call of Duty fan. In Call of Duty 2, I was ranked in the top 100 players of all time for a long time in Call of Duty 2. Like, I was insane at that game. I played every single night, kept my rank up, everything like that. Call of Duty 3 came out, and I was very disappointed. Modern Warfare 1 came out, I was on board. I played the crap out of it. And then I didn't care about World at War because it was World War II, and then Modern Warfare 2 came out, and I was like, man, this is exactly like Modern Warfare 1. And I just got sick of it. And in between there, I was playing other first-person shooters. I mean, I hate to say it, but I think I'm actually done with first-person shooters for now. I sit down and just play one, and I just feel bored. But that's just me. I watched my roommate play through most of it. It has somewhat of an interesting story. I do have to say that. But I can't get into it anymore. I don't know. I don't even know what I want to play. I mean, I want to play Sly Cooper. I can play action games. I can play RPGs. But yeah, first-person shooters, they need to reinvent something. Or just, I don't know what they can do to a first-person shooter and make me like it. Which, obviously, they're not trying to cater to me. They're trying to cater to those 7 million people that bought Call of Duty Black Ops. So, but yeah, Call of Duty. It's Call of Duty. That's all I have to say about it.
Call of Duty.
And, yeah, I think that's about it. Future Farm, I'm going to play some more Dragon Age, obviously. I'm going to play some more Sly Cooper. I'm going to do a plug a little bit. We're getting our computer. My roommate's getting his computer back Monday. So this weekend, or it's either this weekend or this coming week, we're going to do a marathon of Mega Man. We're going to start with Mega Man 1, and we're going to try and work our way up all the way through the ranks.
Nice.
Going to do like a whole all-day thing. One of our Rage Quit guys, Joel, is a huge Mega Man fan. He has all of them. So we're going to break out the old NES and have ourselves a Mega Man marathon on Rage Quit Radio. So that'll be our return party kind of thing because we've been out of commission for a couple months now. But yeah, so a little bit of Mega Man, a little bit of Sly, a little bit of Dragon Age.
All right. So I'm going to move on over to Mr. W.
You. Not a lot this week, just two games. One of which I've only just started was the Undead Nightmare pack for Red Dead Redemption. I thought I'd throw that on. Have any of you guys played it at all?
I actually almost started it last night, and then I changed my mind. I just haven't... I know that once I get into it, I'm going to want to finish it.
It is good fun. It's, obviously, I'm not going to spoil anything and from the main game, even though it's sort of 6 months old, some people may not have finished it, but it's essentially... There you go. See, don't want to upset you. but essentially, it's a kind of alternative reality as a kind of what-if, a spin-off from the main storyline. Obviously, zombies are in it, and it's very good fun. It looks at itself, it doesn't take itself too seriously, that's what I'm trying to say. It pokes fun at itself, it's very, what's the word I'm looking for, self-referential, very cheesy, but intentionally, but it's great fun. It's definitely worth 800 Microsoft points. If you enjoyed the main game, you will definitely get something out of this. And I think that adds about another sort of 5-6 hours, which for that sort of price is really good. I mean, you can't buy it. You can get games now that don't last that long and pay 40 quid for them. So
Bloodstone.
oh.
Yeah, or Vanquish.
yeah, no doubt there. Star Wars.
yeah. That's, oh gosh, that's a really worrying trend, isn't it? So yeah, that's really good fun. And the other game I played is Call of Duty Black Ops, which I have the honour of reviewing for the site, which is going to probably tear my hair out. As Drew said, if you like Call of Duty, you will probably like this game. It's not too much of a departure from all that has come before it. I think it's very good. I think Treyarch really do show their quality. You know, not that, you know, they've been labelled as being this sort of second tier team, you know, they get the dregs that Infinity Ward don't want, but they really have done well. The online, I think, as you were saying, Drew, the online has changed in the fact that you have to buy weapons and then the upgrades for attachments for them. But yeah. I actually think that's a good idea because you can then concentrate on the weapon and the attachment that suit you, whereas before you would have to, if you liked a suppressor, that's fine. If you liked a red dot, you had to go through a series of other upgrades to get to it. So you had to level up with that gun. Whereas now, you unlock the guns at certain levels, but once you unlock them, you then get the ability to purchase, using these COD points, the attachments. And I think that means you can get into your game a lot quicker and get settled in, so I really do enjoy that. So I've had a lot of fun with the multiplayer. I've sort of started the campaign. I've come across a couple of issues, one of which was in the first level, where you are meant to follow this guy through the map to do a job, and when the job is done you have to escape the area, and he got stuck and wouldn't move, and because he wouldn't move I couldn't progress because I was meant to follow him. And so literally this big open map, and there's a gateway at the far right corner, and there is two guys constantly spawning that I'm sitting there trying to shoot, and nothing will ever change because the guy behind me is stuck and won't move forward. So that was a bit annoying. Yeah. But I mean, it looks good. The 3D is actually quite good as well. It plays slightly better on the PS3, because when you put the PS3 in, the game in the PS3, it automatically detects that you've got a 3D TV, sets it up for you as it should be, so you're ready to go. Whereas with the Xbox, you actually have to go and change the settings on your TV manually. Whereas, like I say, the PlayStation does it for you, so it works a little bit better with the PS3, but both versions are pretty good.
How did the 3D look on the 360, since this is the first game that's actually in 3D on the 360?
It looks fine. It doesn't really have a I didn't see any noticeable differences between the 3D on the PS3 or the 360. As I say, the main difference was how the telly reacted. So, for example, you put in the 360 version, it doesn't come up as automatically on 3D. You have to turn that on. You then have to go into your TV and you have to select the correct type of 3D that it's working on, and you do it all. Whereas with the PS3, you put the disc and start it. It's the TV detects that you've got a 3D disc image or an image come up, and you turn your glasses on and away you go. So it's nice and easy. But the difference in the actual way that it works in the game, I didn't really notice anything at all.
I wonder if Microsoft will make an upgrade to the dashboard eventually, because, you know, they haven't really talked about 3D. Sony's pushed the hell out of it.
Well, as they would, because their TVs are riding on it, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it you know, it's their technology. You think they're going to push it more, and they do. But I think, considering this is, with the exception of the artificial 3D games, this is like the second one on the Xbox, because it wasn't Avatar in stereoscopic 3D.
You might be right about that. It's been so long since I played it, and it wasn't very good.
Sure. I'm sure that that was like the first stereoscopic 3D game to, you know, utilize 3D TVs, but this one's obviously the first real mainstream one, and it seems to be fine on the Xbox. You just got to set it up correctly. The only thing that I do have a problem is that because of the way it's set up, if one of your friends comes online, you get your little, or you get an achievement or something, so you get the little grey bar that tells you with the little Xbox logo on, that's not in 3D, so it literally screws the top of your TV up where it's appearing. It looks all funny. So maybe an update's needed. But, yeah, that I'm loving it. I think it's better than Modern Warfare 2. And so far I've played more on the Xbox. I seem to be holding my own, so hopefully no one's got really good at it yet, and when they start getting really good, I'll go on to the PS3. Because as I said last week, when they start getting good on the Xbox, it's not fun, because you literally spawn, dead. And there is a little bit of that as well on the multiplayer, especially in some of the smaller maps. Nuketown's really bad for it, but that's a tiny, tiny map. But you generally will find that you'll spawn, and you'll be right next to an enemy. And obviously it's probably just something they've got to fix, and it will be updated at some point. As I say, Nuketown's the worst for it, but that is a tiny... it's a great map, it's my favourite map, but it is a tiny map, so you can... it's quite easy to spawn next to an enemy because it's so small. You also have the problem that the enemies, when they change your respawn points for the teams, your enemies come up behind you, which is annoying, but, you know, I just have to get better at the game, to be fair. And that is it. That's all I played.
And this week... there's a lot of good stuff coming out this week.
Is there? Is Brotherhood out?
Brotherhood's out, as is Need for Speed.
Need for Speed.
No, I am sticking to my guns, with the exception... the only game I'm really interested in for the rest of the year now is the Sly Cooper collection, and we're not getting that over here until December. So next week... Brotherhood, kind of, I want to see what happens with the reviews on that one, because I'm just worried about what kind of content the single player campaign has, whether it's, because I mean they've openly admitted that Rome was taken out of Assassin's Creed 2 so they could flog it to you a year later in this, which is a bit naughty, but I don't know, I'm not going to want to buy that game if it's like a 4 or 5 hour campaign, especially considering Assassin's Creed 2 was like 20 or 30 hours, because I don't think the multiplayer is going to be all that. So I think I'm going to wait and see what the general consensus is. But this week will probably be some more COD. I've got The Undergarden to review, which apparently is along the same similar veins to Flower, you were saying, Ken?
Yes.
So I enjoy Flower, so hopefully that will be good, and probably some more Black Ops and maybe a little bit of Fallout.
Oh, Fallout, what happened to you?
Black Ops came out, that's what happened.
Oh, snap. Alright, well, I will move on to the Wombat then.
Alright, well, mine will go quickly. Because even though I haven't been on the show in 2 weeks, my time has been very limited. So I really haven't played much of anything. I did, though, play more Gothic and ended up writing my review on that. In the end, Gothic, unfortunately, kind of suffers from the fact that you can tell it was built from the ground up to be on all three platforms. So it's almost kind of dumbed down. Nothing is really, everything's kind of, only fleshed out halfway. Everything's sort of halfway done. So unfortunately it was a little disappointing in that regard. I kept expecting sort of, I played the beginning and I'm like, oh, well, you know, maybe it just seems kind of, I don't know, diet RPG because I'm only in the first part. But even the more I played, it didn't get any better. So, unfortunately, that one didn't end up being as good as I kind of hoped it would be. I did play some more of the free version of Minecraft, just building stuff and having fun with it. I am still planning on buying it. I just don't have the time to invest in the full-out game right now, so I haven't picked it up yet. But I will be here soon, so I can make sure I get it before the price goes up. And that pretty much wraps it up.
Snap.
So basically, my focus going forward for the rest of the year is to finish up some of the games that I already have that I haven't finished. Red Dead Redemption is first on that list.
Oh, yes. You need to get that one done.
Then, oddly enough, Assassin's Creed 2, which I still haven't finished. then Bioshock 2, which I haven't even started. Then Brutal Legend, which I also haven't even started.
Oh, crikey, mate.
No, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing to look forward to with that game.
No, I wouldn't even bother putting in your machine, to be fair.
So that's my focus for the rest of the year. And then I'll still be playing some new games throughout the, because I know some people are like, God, well, just please don't come on the show anymore the rest of the year. I'm sure I will still play some games outside of those because I've got Gamefly. So I'm just waiting to see what Gamefly sends me next. I'm hoping it's Castlevania, but we'll see. And then the other thing, future fondling wise, is I got my review copy of the new commissioned officer edition of EVE Online, which, for people who don't know, EVE Online is a very popular MMO that's been going for several years now. It's a very complex space economy MMO. They've come out with this new commissioned officers edition, basically specifically for new players. Because the game's been around so long and because it's so complex, there's really the learning curve for new players is pretty steep. So what they've done is they've released this new edition, and with the new edition, you get a item that you can use on one character. I think it's called the Cerebral Accelerator. And basically what it does is it makes it easier for you to level and learn new skills in the first, for the first 30 days that you're playing the game. So basically it helps new players get up to speed quicker with the other players that are online. So it's a great idea, and it's something that it wouldn't surprise me if other MMOs don't end up jumping on board, especially the more complex ones. And with sort of like a new player bonus. I'll be getting into that here in the next in this coming week, and I'll let you guys know how it is.
Cool.
Rocket Man.
And then the only other thing is I'm definitely this week going to buy the full version of Minecraft so I can, like I said, get it while it's still in alpha and the price is cheap. I'll let you guys know, too, how quickly the rest of you should buy it.
Awesome.
All right. So I guess that leaves me. Most of the stuff we've already talked about. Sly Cooper Collection is awesome. I am playing through the first game. Like we mentioned earlier, I forgot how hard it was dying after one hit. But I'm looking forward to playing through it again. I just love the lightheartedness of it. It's such a nice change of
charming
pace. Charming. Yeah. There's that word again. Charming.
I use that a lot.
It's a nice change of pace from all the killing and shooting and blood and guts and gore, and it's challenging and it's fun, and I love how they do the episodes. Like, each episode is for each enemy for the first game.
Right.
I forgot how much I love that game, and I can't wait to play through all three of them.
Yeah, those games are fantastic.
And for $40, that thing is a steal. So,
oh, yeah.
I also played Call of Duty Black Ops, and I just have one request, is for people to stop calling it COD Blops, please.
I think that's hilarious.
Because it sounds like a penis disease, okay?
Sorry, I can't come out today. I've got the COD Blops.
I've got the COD Blops. It sounds like you got some kind of growth on your junk, and it don't sound right. But I did finish the campaign. It's longer than I thought it would be. It was actually probably roughly around 10 hours. It's good. It's got some great moments, but it's also got, as John was mentioning, the Call of Duty gameplay, where sometimes, and this agitates me to no end, every enemy in that game ignores my teammates. Like, I've seen them run right past my teammates to come straight to me and kill me, and my teammates don't bother helping. And there was one part of the game where I got stuck, and I must have died 20 times just standing there trying to figure out what to do because my teammate wouldn't move unless I moved, and every time I tried to move, I would just get mowed down by this endless spawning of Vietnam soldiers. And I'm like, yeah, this isn't fun. And I actually found a point in the game where I thought was hilarious. I actually stopped and watched it for a minute. But, you know, when you're moving forward and you constantly have soldiers with you, well, some of them die, but you still seem to have the same amount of soldiers. Well, I found their spawn point. And I literally just sat there and watched the game spawn 50 soldiers. One right after the other. They just kept spawning in and running into battle and dying. Spawning in, running into battle and dying. I'm like, this is awesome. But yeah, it's definitely got the Call of Duty gameplay, which, you know, it's good. There's some great moments in the game. But yeah, like Drew said, if you're tired of it, this ain't gonna change it. It's the same idea. The one thing that I do love about the multiplayer is the fact that you don't have to play with those guys that are really, really good and the really, really, you know, nasty people anymore, because combat training is really good. It's basically bot matches on all the maps, free-for-all or team deathmatch, and it's kind of cool that it actually uses your friend's gamer tags to put in the game. Like, I know Wombat was in my game. And
yeah,
John,
it's a nice feature.
Yeah, John Whitehouse was in my game, because I know Killer Wolverine killed you at one point and he called you a dirty Brit. But I like that, because, you know, you can get just the guys you want to play with, hop in there, and you can change the difficulty level of the bots, and they're actually pretty good. Like, the matches were you know, fun. You know, of course you put it on easy, you're gonna just dominate, but, you know, normal and above, it's pretty challenging, and it's fun. And, you know, that keeps from you having to get online and play with those guys that are just ridiculously good at it. So, that's a really nice feature. The zombies, I think I'm kind of tired of that, because I played it once and I'm like, eh. So
yeah, I wasn't too keen. We played a couple of times and it kept asking us to find a PowerPoint and to turn on and something. And
Well, I think my biggest problem with zombies is that it's still in World War II. You know, which I'm like, come on, seriously? Because we got the one-shot rifle. Hey, there's 40 zombies coming at you. Let's reload this one-shot 1945 rifle.
They don't have an M1 Garand?
They have different machine guns once you earn your points and move to the different rooms. But you start off with a pistol and either a two-shot shotgun or a one-shot rifle. So, yeah. And I just kind of got bored of it, you know? I'm like, hey, I've kind of done the zombie thing. It was cool once. I do think Dead Ops was really cool, though.
That is awesome.
That's like an Xbox Live arcade game that was free. So that's,
yeah, and it's co-op as well, which is pretty cool if you want to play it co-op.
Yeah, and Zork's in there, too, which I haven't unlocked that yet.
Sweet.
So, I mean, there's a lot of content. The game's definitely worth its price tag. It'll keep you busy for a long time. It's got a huge campaign, ridiculous multiplayer, the zombie mode, Dead Ops, Zork. I mean, the game is packed. It's just, you really got to be into Call of Duty, because it's Call of Duty.
Well, apparently a lot of people are into Call of Duty.
About 7 million. Not a whole lot.
Yeah. Only about 7 million.
I did play some Xbox Live Arcade demos to see if I wanted to pick them up. I checked out Guwanj, which is Cave's new bullet hell shooter.
It sounds like another dick disease as well.
It does. I got the Guwanj.
A bad case of the cod blops and the Guwanj.
And the Guwanj.
Hey, at least you don't have a case of the tube slider. All right.
Yeah. The tube slider.
Best game name ever. But
that was a pretty bad one.
Guwanj is it's good. It's bullet hell. Obviously, it's one of those games that you can flip your TV sideways so you can play the original aspect ratio of it. It's ridiculously hard. I think I'm just kind of done with those right now after playing a lot of Death Smiles and stuff like that. So I don't think I'm going to pick that up. I checked out King of Fighters 2002, the Ultimate Match, which everybody claims is like the definitive King of Fighters. And I think after playing stuff like Street Fighter and Blaze Blue, I just can't play that pixelated mess anymore. It's just, I don't know. I started playing it and I'm like, oh, this is good. And then I'm like, oh, but there's like 400 characters.
Yeah, there's a million characters in that game.
And I'm like, I don't even know who the frick to pick.
Some of them are the basketball players from their basketball game.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. I mean, that game is so huge, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to wait because, you know, in 6 months, I'm not going to care about any other fighting game because Mortal Kombat will be out. And Marvel vs. Capcom 3, so.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to, eh. I'm trying to think. Wasn't there another game that came out this week? Besides the Undergarden, because I know I played the Undergarden. I thought there was another one I checked out. But anyway, I did play the Undergarden. That's totally not my thing, but I totally see how people can get into it. It is basically like Flower, which means, and I'm not saying it's like Flower where you fly around and, you know, you're a flower.
where you fly around and, you know,
you're a flower. but it's just a really relaxing, no kind of point, no lose kind of game. You know, you can't really lose. You just float around as this little cutesy character who picks up pollen and pollinates flowers under the ocean. And that's, you know, you pick up some, like, monkeys that are beating on a drum, and they pollinate flowers, and it's just, yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, when the loading screen says sometimes it's good just to float around, then that should tell you something. Because you're going to be floating around.
Might make a nice change of pace to all the killing in Codblops.
Yeah, Codblops.
That's what Sly Cooper's for.
Yeah, they got fucking cream for that, so you know. Let me think. We talked about Sly. I did play I got Power Gig Rise of the Sixth String for review this week.
Oh
my gosh. Any of the instruments?
No, of course not.
Oh god, how are you going to review that then?
I'll tell you how I'm going to review it. I'm going to shit in the case, and then I'm going to take a picture of it, and I'm going to put it in the review, because this is the worst fucking game I've ever played as far as music games. It's worse than Rock Revolution.
Really?
Wow. That's a statement. That's bad.
I don't understand. Like, if you're going to copy Rock Band and Guitar Hero, at least make the highway, you know, at an angle and coming down the middle of the screen, as opposed to sticking it on the right-hand side and putting little lines in between it and making it awful, please. Because this game is awful in every sense of the word, and I can't even believe they would bother to make it. I don't even know how it could be better with a real guitar. I really don't. What kills me is there's a lot of bands on here that are exclusive to the game, and I'm like thinking to myself, what was Eric Clapton thinking when he signed an exclusive license with Power Gig?
Who are the developers?
Oh god, was it 45 Studios or something like that? I can't remember the name of the studio.
So they've not even got a lot of money behind them to pay these artists.
No. No.
And so it wasn't the money then.
No, what kills me is the exclusive Eric Clapton, exclusive Kid Rock, which, you know, take that or leave it. Exclusive Dave Matthews Band, and I'm like, you guys just, your music career that bad that you couldn't just go to Rock Band?
Yeah, that's that bad.
Come on. I don't know what made you hold out. Must have been this awesome Power Gig game. Oh, that game was awful. I also played Monopoly Streets, you know, the gangsta version of
the popular. Yeah.
It's not really gangster.
Damn it.
No.
Although that would have made it awesome. But I do love the kind of the UI-based Monopoly with avatars walking around on the streets, and the properties are actually like buildings and stuff. It's a nice take on the popular board game. Yeah, granted, it's $40, and you can buy the board game for, what, like 10 at Walmart. But it's nice not to have to, you know, clean up all that fake money and lose your thimble, you know, or have that poor kid down the street try to use the iron. You know, it's nice. but it's good. It's basically the ultimate edition of Monopoly virtually. I mean, it has so many different modes, different boards. I like the avatar base one where everybody's running around in, you know, like if you're wearing the top hat, you're the little kid with like a tuxedo on, and if you're in the car, you're like a race driver. And I like how the auctions are done for properties and things like that. I mean, it's really good. It really is. If you like Monopoly and you don't want to bother with the, you know, all the board game and pieces and all that stuff, it's nice to have. I finished Saw 2 for review this week, and I didn't actually finish the game because it's glitchy as all hell. I'm going to continue to try to finish it, but I literally would run into combat where, like, you know, it's all quick time now, so instead of actually pressing a button to fight, you just press the time buttons. So many times I would run into pressing the time button, and then the two dudes would just stand there and stare at each other. They wouldn't do anything.
Did Obsidian make this?
No, Obsidian did not make this, but here's the difference, is Obsidian had money. The guys that made this game had like $12 to make it.
Man, listen to you.
So, you know, Obsidian had, what, like $14 billion? You know, like, oh, make a new Fallout. But yeah, it's one of those games that you're only going to suffer through if you're a big fan of the movies. So don't even bother otherwise. I said that in my review. It's chock full of glitches and the checkpoints are terrible. But if you can suffer through it to get the story, it's kind of nice. And the other game that I picked up this week, kind of on a whim, I've been wanting to play it, but according to my PR rep, they ran out of both PS3 and 360 review copies, which...
Of course they did.
After hearing that, I went and checked the reviews on Metacritic and Game Rankings. There's been one review. So, guys over there that wouldn't send me the game, you're a loss because I like it. So all those copies that you sent out to people who didn't review it, now you're eating it. It's Blood Drive. And I actually managed to find a used copy. Somebody had actually already traded it in. And I got it for like $30. And I have to say, I'm really enjoying it. It's been a long time since there's been a sort of Twisted Metal style full release game. And that's what this reminds me of, but with a nice little twist. The fact that all of the arenas that you're fighting in are full of zombies. So you can run over the zombies to get, you know, bonus points and to build up your special meters. And I like how the events are all different. Like some events you'll have where you just have to kill the most cars, like Twisted Metal. You'll have other events where it's kill the most zombies. You'll have events like King of the Hill where you have to grab the skull and drive around with it, and the person who holds it the longest wins. I mean, there's just, and there's so many different characters, and it's such a rip of Twisted Metal. Even I saw David Jaffe on Twitter talking about how he bought it because it was like a Twisted Metal style game. But I really, really enjoy it. Do I think it's worth $50? Yeah, it depends on how much you like Twisted Metal. You know, if you're really a big fan of Twisted Metal, it's probably worth checking out because it's fun. It's probably the closest thing we've had to it since, you know, what was the last one, the PS2 game with the,
Black, wasn't it?
Well, that was the last real release, but there was also that Twisted Metal PS2 edition that had the version of Black 2 that wasn't finished.
Yeah, that was...
Was it Head-On?
Head-On.
Yeah.
Head-On.
So, I mean, we haven't had a game like that since then, and it was really nice just to get back into something a little different. And I really, really enjoyed it. I think it's a lot of fun. I think that when it goes down to $30, I think everybody should pick it up that's into Twisted Metal. Because it'll hit $30 real fast. So, but yeah, if you see it out in a cheap bin and you're a fan of Twisted Metal, I recommend checking it out because I think it's kind of like a little hidden game that nobody knew about. So, you know, and I'll give the game a little plug even though they wouldn't send me a review copy even though they should have.
Yeah, it's not getting any good reviews on Metacritic.
No, I saw what IGN gave it a 5.5, which I think is just
right.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Joystick gave it a 3.
Yeah, it's not that bad at all. I actually think it's pretty good. I mean, it's not a full price, oh my god, you got to go out and buy it kind of game, but people who like Twisted Metal, yeah. It might get repetitive, it might get derivative, but so did Twisted Metal, in all fairness.
Right.
You know,
which is why I don't like Twisted Metal.
Yeah, you know, it's not for everybody. That's
you just
why.
Don't like Twisted Metal because you got into it with Jaffe. Let's be
no,
honest.
No, I got into it with Jaffe because I can't stand Twisted Metal.
Well, there you go.
And he's a douchebag. I mean, what do you expect? Hey, can I review Twisted Metal when it comes out?
No, I think I'm...
You can't say stuff like that now because you're not on a C-level piece of crap site anymore.
Oh man, if I went up to C+?
Something like that.
Something like that. Sometimes people think we're D-, but you know.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I think
D-.
That's right. See what he did there?
See what I did there?
Yeah. But
I'm glad you actually followed that one, that terrible joke, and I didn't have to explain it three times over. Make myself look even dumber.
We are running a contest for the Undergarden. I've got two codes to give away if you guys want them. If you follow ZTGD on Twitter and retweet the message that's on the website, you have a chance to win one of the two copies. It'll be a totally random drawing. And I know Drew knows who I am speaking of, but these are from our friends at Rocket XL.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
So they sent me an email Friday night and asked me if I wanted to run this contest. So, yeah, we're running a contest for free codes of the Undergarden. So if you guys want to check it out, just follow us on Twitter, follow ZTGD on Twitter, and retweet the message that's on the website, and you will be entered to win it for free. As far as future fondling goes, I am looking forward to, of course, Need for Speed, although I was very angry that I found out that I'm not one of the important sites that got it early.
Mm.
So I didn't get to play it this weekend, although I know somebody personally who did, and I was going to drive over to his house and cock punch him so I could take it. But, you know, I respect him too much for that. But I wasn't important enough to get it this weekend, so I will get it this week. I will also be playing NBA Jam for the HD consoles this week.
Ooh.
And hopefully Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I look forward to playing that. And as far as what I have that I'm still playing, I'm going to try to finish Saw again, even though I keep running into glitches. And I'm going to try to play some Sly. So I'm looking forward to that. But mostly Need for Speed, because I just can't wait to play that freaking game.
I want to play it, but I'm not gonna. I can't spend any more money.
Yeah, it's gonna be so good though.
I know.
So good. All right, now that the fondling is over, we're gonna get into some other stuff. First up, I'm gonna do. Yeah, I always do that because you know it's like, what are you gonna do? I'm gonna do new releases because I have time this week. Because Gambus's fondling was only 8 minutes. Mario vs. Donkey Kong Miniland Mayhem comes out today, actually, for the DS.
On what?
DS. The U-Draw tablet with U-Draw Studio comes out for the Wii. Dudes, and that's D-O-O-D, Dudes Big Adventure comes out for the Wii. Pictionary comes out for the Wii and the DS. NBA Jam for the 360 and the PS3. The Sims 3 for the Wii comes out this week. Marvel Super Hero Squad, the Infinity Gauntlet, comes out this week. National Geographic Challenge Wildlife for the PlayStation 3 comes out this week.
Wow, PS3 exclusive.
Has move support in 3D.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. I don't know it does that. Pac-Man Party comes out for the Wii this week. Barbie Groom and Glam Pups comes out for the Wii and the DS.
What?
Sounds awesome.
For fuck's. And you know what's really funny? In about 6 months, this will be the list of Kinect games.
Oh, just wait.
Oh, God.
Hank Haney's World Golf comes out for the PC.
Who?
I don't know. Hank Haney?
Yeah, no, he's not Tiger Woods, is he?
It's too bad his last name wasn't Hanky, then he could be Mr. Hanky. Mr. Hanky's World Golf. Juju Pets Kung Ju. Kung Ju comes out for the DS. Dance Dance Revolution Bundle comes out for the Wii. Namco Museum Mega Mix comes out for the Wii. Oh, and that National Geographic is not PS3 exclusive. It's also coming out for the Wii. Just so you know.
Okay.
Split Second comes out for the PSP this week. So that's its fourth release of the year. Fourth release for the PSP this year. Apache Air Assault comes out for the 360. Challenge Me Brain Puzzles 2. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood comes out this week.
Ooh, nice.
Wizards of Waverly Place Spellbound comes out for the DS.
Ooh.
Nice.
Honda Fever comes out for the Wii, as does Reload Target Down and Remington Super Slam Hunting Africa.
Woo!
Didn't they already have a Super Slam Hunting?
Yeah, it was not Africa, though. This is Africa. Also for the Wii this week, iCarly 2 and
sweet.
Jillian Michaels Fitness Ultimatum 2011.
I've been meaning to give myself a fitness ultimatum.
Ultimatum?
Ultimatum, yeah.
Ultimatum. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon comes out for the Wii this week. And you thought the system was behind. Come on. Apache Air Assault also comes out for the PS3. iCarly 2 for the DS. The DDR bundle also comes out for the PS3. Shawn Johnson Gymnastics comes out for the Wii.
Oh, sweet.
That Marvel Superhero Infinity Gauntlet's also for the Wii and the DS. EA Sports Active NFL Training Camp comes out for the Wii. So, in case you couldn't make it in regular training camp, you can now make it on the Wii.
Ooh, yeah.
Hello Kitty Seasons comes out this week for the Wii. 9 hours, 9 persons, 9 doors comes out for the DS this week.
That actually sounded kind of interesting.
I thought Gambus was going to say something.
No.
Lego Harry Potter, the years 1 through 4 holiday pack for the DS.
Harry Potter.
And... yeah, there you go. the EA Sports Active 2.0 bundle comes out this week, which is the other thing that our other unnamed reviewer got this weekend that got Need for Speed, so you had to play that too.
Bam.
Comes out for the 360, which supports Kinect, the PS3, which supports Move, and the Wii, which supports, you know, the Wii. Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit comes out this week for all three, the big three, 360, Wii, and PS3. Sonic Colors comes out this week. Colors.
Oh, sweet.
Colors. Ice-T should do the soundtrack to that game.
He should. That would be a very different kind of game.
It would be. It's for the Wii and the DS.
Get a Sonic little hood bonnet thing with that.
I have no comment.
Okay, well, I got pictures on my Twitter if you want to see them.
Oh, did you wear it?
I did wear it.
Oh, snap. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1, the video game, comes out this week. It supports Kinect, Wii, and Move, of course. Sesame Street, Elmo's A to Zoo.
Oh.
Yes.
Man, how am I ever going to afford all these games?
I don't know. EA's Create comes out this week for PC.
What on earth is that?
I don't really know.
You know, I wondered that too. I saw that on the release list and I thought, I have no idea what this is.
It's for everything. It's for PC, PS3, 360, and Wii. So. Somebody's got a picture. Oh, I got to look at that.
Oh, picture.
Zumba Fitness. Join the party. Oh, snap. That is an awesome picture.
That'll help me. My fitness ultimative.
You're going to get your ultimative fitness?
Yeah, my ultimative. That'll help me with that.
Zumba Fitness joined the party for the Wii, the 360, and the PS3. Man, all these motion games. Motion in the ocean.
God, that's all it's going to be, man. I'm telling you.
Speaking of in motion, we have Game Party in motion for the 360 and Kinect comes out this week, as well as Deca Sports Freedom. Pro Evo Soccer for the Wii, and that looks like we're going to wrap up the week. Donkey Kong Country Returns comes out next week on Sunday. So, and a new Raving Rabbids for the Wii. There you go. There you go.
Nice Sonic kid.
That's what I'm looking at.
Oh, that sounds dirty.
I'm a big fan of the Luchador the Hedgehog.
I'm an idiot.
Oh, that's funny shit. All right, now it's time for some news. Bobby Kotick says Infinity Ward is still, quote, amazingly capable.
Really?
While getting cups of tea.
Two people now?
He also defends Treyarch from being the Infinity Ward B team.
I think they proved that. I'll give them that.
There's apparently a new Tomb Raider reboot.
Again?
Being rumored around.
It's a driving game this time.
No, there's a picture in a new magazine that just says a survivor is born. So
it's survival horror now? Lara Croft survival horror?
I might play that.
No, it looks like a shipwreck or something.
Yeah, just because you gotta survive doesn't mean it's survival horror.
Come on, I know.
Bitches.
You're gonna
go start your workout ultimative.
It's a fitness ultimative, jerk.
Nintendo wants to sell 15 million more Wiis before talking about next gen.
I bet they do.
Jesus Christ.
You know
that's
what?
That's unfortunate. You know, seems they're not going
to. What's next gen? Is it going to be as powerful as the Xbox? What?
I was about ready to say, judging by the Wii, it sounds like they wanted to sell 50 million before they talked about last gen.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
National Gaming Day is being held at more than 1,800 libraries around the world.
Libraries?
It's like, isn't that going to be like counterproductive?
Yeah, it's sort of counterproductive. Hey, kids, see this entire library full of books? Well, that.
There's a Wii stick.
Rot your brain with this.
Oh, that's awesome. I know a lot of people have been asking about Black Friday deals. Well, I have some here for you. Everybody's got bundles. If you want to go to Best Buy for a 360, you can get the 4-gig console for $199 with Lego Trilogy, Lego Batman, Lego Star Wars, and Lego Dr. Jones. If you somehow are an idiot and still shop at Radio Shack for your video games, they're giving you a $10 gift card. Woohoo.
You know, they had video games there.
Yeah. Sears is giving you a...
I didn't know they had Radio Shacks anymore.
Yeah, I thought they were irrelevant. Sears is giving away a copy of Halo Reach when you buy the 4-gig $199 console, and Target is giving you a $50 gift card. Best Buy is selling the original Wii for $169, comes with Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resort, and if you want the red one, you can go to Meijer and get a $50 coupon when you buy the new bundle with Wii Red, Wii Sports, and new Super Mario Bros. Wii. A couple DSi bundles, both come with Mario Party, both are $149. Best Buy's got just that, and if you go to Sears, you also get a $20 card. PS3 systems, Best Buy is giving away Little Big Planet Game of the Year, Mod Nation Racers, and Cars on Blu-ray with the 160-gig bundle. Sears is giving Uncharted 2 and The Karate Kid on Blu-ray, same price, same bundle, and Target is giving you The Force Unleashed 2 and Prince of Persia on Blu-ray for the same price, same bundle. And if you're somehow shopping for a PSP, you can get a 3000 model with Little Big Planet and The Karate Kid on UMD at Target for $127.
UMD?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
How is she supposed to watch it?
Yeah.
Apparently you buy your UMDs at Radio Shack.
Both of them irrelevant.
Both of them 100% irrelevant.
So we got some deals on software. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood will be on sale. If you have a military base exchange around you, they're going to be selling it for $40. Battlefield Bad Company 2 at Best Buy for $30. Bloodstone for $35 at Best Buy. Modern Warfare 2 for the PS3 at Best Buy for $30. Dance Central will be free with a $25 or more purchase to the first 50 customers.
Jeez.
Target's selling it with a $10 gift card, Dance Central, for $49.99. DJ Hero 2 bundle at that military base exchange for $80.
That's not bad.
Yeah, Fable 3's on sale for $40 at Best Buy and Sears and $35 at Target. Fallout 3 for $10 at Best Buy, Fallout New Vegas for $40 at Best Buy and the military base, FIFA 11 for $35 at Best Buy, $40 at Sears, Final Fantasy 13 for $17 at Target, GoldenEye for the Wii's $40 at Sears, Halo Reach for $40 at Best Buy and Sears and $35 at Target. Infamous is on sale at Toys R Us for $15 and $17 at Best Buy. The big one that I saw on here is Need for Speed, the new one, is going to be on sale for $35 at Best Buy.
What? Oh, I'm picking that up. Fuck that. I'm picking that up.
And $35 at Target, also $40 at Sears. So, that's ridiculous. That thing is going to go like gangbusters.
Yeah, but I got to be there on Black Friday. I'm not leaving the house on Black Friday.
Yeah.
Is it that bad?
It's horrible.
Yes.
It's basically like this, John. All the major department stores start having lines forming, like the night before the night that they open.
Yeah, but and do you get that good a deal?
Yeah,
there's some deals to be had.
There are some.
At some places.
Yeah,
but it's like right when the store will open up, like. Let's say like 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. By that time, you have such a massive crowd that it's like it's flat out dangerous.
Yeah, we've had people trampled over here.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Surely this is just a case of it's psychological now, because any of the deals that you get in a massive sale, you could probably get online anyway. So
yeah, there's
it's
Cyber Monday.
It's just, this is, you know, we have, the closest we get is, like, we have, after Christmas sales, Boxing Day sales, January sales, we call them. And to be fair, they've gone down in, you know, in size over the last few years, especially with the recession and with the event of online shopping. I just seems hard to understand that you guys have this massive, massive day of the year when people go out and risk their lives to shop.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad.
It's the American way.
That's right. That's capitalism, buddy.
My goddamn right to shop.
Wow. You need to talk like that all the time.
Indeed.
Damn it.
Also, don't forget about the Steam sale that's going to have to be going on, because that Steam sale is going to be insane.
I think
you have to queue up 2 days beforehand for that as well.
it's incredible. I remember having to work on Black Friday, and it's the most awful thing you will ever do.
Yeah.
So when is Black Friday? I know it's Thanksgiving. It's after Thanksgiving.
It's the day after
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk awful? I worked at a flea market the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I remember...
Wait, they have deals at flea markets?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, but
dude.
You haggle there. I mean, come on. I'm not going to go to a flea market to pick up the newest electronics.
You will if you go to that booth where they stole everything.
Yeah.
Alright, only 5% of surveyed think the government should regulate violent video games. Well, probably if that survey was, you know, taken at a EB Games or something.
They don't exist anymore.
They do in my mind.
They do in my mind.
Colbert is a report. One of his reports pokes fun at It's On Like Donkey Kong, which apparently Nintendo trademarked. It's On Like Donkey Kong.
Trying to trademark, I think.
Yeah, because they want to use it for their promotion for the new Donkey Kong Country.
Then just say it. It doesn't matter. Why in the hell you got to trademark it?
Yeah, because it's Nintendo. They got to own it, man.
Yeah.
Jerry Bruckheimer's video game studio may seek a new publisher following troubles with Viacom. And I know the biggest news this week, and oh my God, who's going to pick them up? Viacom is apparently looking to dump Harmonix.
Mm-hmm. What a surprise.
Yeah.
Who's going to buy that? Let's see. Harmonix is about washed up, so I would say Activision.
Don't Activision own Harmonix?
No, they own.
Oh no, because it's the
EA.
No, they used to, didn't they?
Yeah, Activision owns the Guitar Hero name and Red Octane, but not Harmonix.
Because that was Rock Band, wasn't it? I keep getting them mixed up. Yeah,
yeah. Black Ops PC patch fixes performance issues for some, and there's apparently more in the works. So nothing shocking about a Call of Duty game needing patches. Bungie's next game is allegedly also coming to PC. Speaking of, real quick about Call of Duty, did anybody notice when you booted up Call of Duty, in the news feed it said Call of Duty multiplayer
free with every copy? Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
Oh, such a stab. Such a stab. And speaking of the used games, Take-Two's boss says, don't punish used game buyers. Finally, somebody on our side. He said, it's irrelevant to be critical of the used game marketplace. He says, you don't want to, this is a quote, you don't want to use a stick punishing users for buying used. You want to give them the reason to buy new.
Yeah.
That's a good attitude to have.
Meaning, hey, if you want to play multiplayer, you better buy the fucker new. That's what they'll respond with, I mean, pretty much.
Probably, yeah. But at least he's on our side. Don't punish people for buying used. Grand Theft Auto Trilogy is now available for Mac. So you guys have like 5 games you can play now.
And those are such relevant, recent, fresh titles, too.
Gran Turismo 5 confirmed for November 24th.
Sweet.
I want it.
Now wait, did they say a year?
No, they didn't say a year.
Oh. Yeah. That's the thing.
Apparently, there's a rumor that Guillermo del Toro is working on an RPG series similar to Mass Effect.
Really?
Oh.
Isn't he in cahoots with THQ?
Yes.
Those two got a deal going on, haven't they? So maybe that's to do with that.
Yep.
There you go.
Square Enix, Shiokawa, sounds off on what we can learn from Enslaved. You know what we can learn from Enslaved? That you can make a kick-ass game that nobody buys.
Nobody buys, yeah.
Yeah, we learned that lesson a long time ago.
Market your game better, you damn idiots.
Yeah. Wait, wasn't it like less than 20,000 copies?
Yeah, it was very, very small.
It's more than Rock Band 3, then.
More than Rock Band 3 in Europe?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still interested to see NPDs from the month of Rock Band. I want to see how many it sold. I really do.
Yeah, me too.
The new Castlevania Harmony of Despair characters have been delayed because of DLC errors.
Because nobody's playing that game.
Yeah, I think everybody kind of gave up after Lords of Shadow came out. Apparently, and this is, if this is true, this is brilliant. Apparently, Kinect only costs $56 to make.
Wow.
So that's a hell of a profit.
That means yeah. We're getting ripped off.
Yep.
Well, I mean that's not that bad. I mean, if you consider how much a DVD or a Blu-ray disc actually costs to manufacture.
Well, yeah, it's like $2 or something like that. It's not expensive.
Yeah, what you're paying for is research and development.
Yep.
EA is apparently going to be publishing 3 more indie titles for Xbox Live Arcade, PSN, and PC. Warp, Fancy Pants Adventures, and Gatling Gears. So, it's nice to see them supporting some indies. Double Fine head Tim Schafer says, Psychonauts 2 is possible for the right right publisher.
Not Activision, then.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Because he's a dick.
Yeah, and not Majesco, because they don't exist anymore.
Black Ops will apparently turn kids into sociopaths, says a Cuban newspaper.
Cuban newspaper, yeah.
Depending on what you do in that game, you'd think... I don't know.
The Rockstar revealed the L.A. Noire trailer this week, due in spring 2011.
I'm that excited.
Looks really good.
Spring 2011. Really? Really? Spring 2011? Really?
Yeah, Rockstar.
Really?
The facial animation looks amazing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks so good. But maybe they've pretty much finished the game. They've kept it so quiet for so long.
They've been working on it for like... Yeah, but I mean, think about Red Dead. I mean, it came out around the same time, didn't it? It came out what?
May. Yeah, but that game got delayed a year.
Yeah, that got delayed ages, that did.
Yeah.
I say L.A. Noire is going to be at the earliest fall of 2011.
Apparently APB has been bought by free-to-play company K2 Network. Considering I've never heard of them, the price must have been really low. Shit, I should have bought it. I call up Dave Jones and be like, hey, I'll give you $12.50. I give you about $3.50. Call of Duty Black Ops beats Modern Warfare 2's sales record. I told you, Drew.
How funny is that?
There you go.
It said, you thought 4.7 million units in one day was big? Try 5.6 million for Black Ops.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Just unreal.
Oh, dude! You want to play Modern Warfare again? Let's go buy Black Ops. I gotta wait in line.
As we talked about,
what I find really funny is that they've just announced the sequel to Darksiders, and that only sold 1.3, and you think, well, crikey, that was lucky to get a sequel. But you can see at 5.6 million in one day, there will definitely be another COD.
Really? There's going to be another
step? No. Oh, I'm sure they're making three Call of Duties right now.
Probably.
More than likely.
As we talked about earlier, Viacom is planning to sell Harmonix. It's on the selling block after falling 59% in profits. Ouch. Miyamoto suggests that Wii Music 2 is in the works. Dude,
oh God.
Make some real games.
Grow up.
He doesn't understand that. What is real
game? Seriously, grow up.
That game was terrible.
It wasn't a game. That was move the wand around to make sound.
It played itself.
The Super Street Fighter 4 DLC is being suspended a week because of, as we've mentioned earlier, some DLC troubles on Xbox Live. So, no new costumes for you this week.
Oh.
Let's see here. Okay, Tetris may reduce some post-traumatic flashbacks.
Really?
So.
And give you other post-traumatic flashbacks about blocks falling.
And Russian music.
And Russian music.
Yeah.
There's a new Silent Hill movie coming out, Silent Hill Revelation 3D.
Basically, well, the first one went bad.
I like the first one. Basically, they're basing it on the third game for the film.
The third game? That was...
The one with the blonde girl.
Oh, okay.
Montreal Warner Brothers Studio is going to shift from AAA development to social and mobile games. Here we go. Here we go.
What developer was that?
Warner Brothers Montreal.
Oh.
Madden will be a launch title for the 3DS, and it looks pretty damn good for a handheld title.
Wonder how it's going to control.
I don't know. That's the big question about the 3DS.
Yeah, see, I'm kind of weary about Street Fighter.
It looks good, though.
Yeah, it looks awesome, and like the things that you can do with it, it's fantastic, but I don't know.
Sega put real hedgehogs on the street in a strange PR stunt for Sonic Colors.
What? Really? They're really pushing this game?
Yep.
Okay.
There's a video of a canceled Ignition FPS Reich project that leaked.
Reich project?
Yeah. R-E-I-C-H. Reich project.
Well, probably World War II shooter then.
Really?
Well, Third Reich, all that jazz.
Stalker TV series is teased via a trailer.
It's really? Obviously not an American television show.
Yeah. I'm sorry, How to Catch a Predator. So we talked about earlier, Nintendo is trying to trademark its own, like Donkey Kong. But the internet world says that will always belong to Ice Cube. So, there you go. Japanese retailers are expecting a slow to normal holiday season. Apparently Shinji Mikami had an abusive dad. That's why he made Resident Evil.
Wow. What? That's more information than I ever wanted to know about a video game developer.
I know, that was the headline. It was like, Shinji Mikami discusses Resident Evil Tango Gameworks and his abusive dad.
Oh, well, I suppose it answers a lot of questions.
I'm not laughing at the abusive dad part. I'm just laughing at the
That's the headline. Yeah, that's just awesome.
He just needed to get something off his chest.
The Conduit 2 is getting a limited edition, and it's exclusive to GameStop, and it contains a f***ing art book.
That's it?
I didn't even know they were making that.
Yeah. It also has a Gold Destroyer armor character and an Eye of Ra enhanced Ace search device.
See how much it's going to cost?
$49.99, regular price.
Holy crap, yeah.
Treyarch issues a stern warning to Black Ops cheaters. You better think twice before you glitch. So.
Okay. Treyarch didn't make Modern Warfare 2, but I'm pretty sure that Infinity Ward said the same thing, and I bet you can go find some glitchers in there right now.
Probably. Because nobody cares.
So.
Exactly.
Apparently the new Call of Duty is going to take place in the future. Sledgehammer Games is the one rumored to be working on it.
Who is Sledgehammer?
It's one of Activision's...
X-Visual guys.
Yeah. One of Activision's internal developers.
What have they worked on, or does anybody know?
Dead Space.
Dead Space?
Yeah, they're the two guys who made Dead Space. Or two, not the two guys, but they're the heads of the two guys who made Dead Space.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought Dead Space was EA.
It is. The two.
Yeah, they worked for EA.
It's the musical chairs of game developers. You know, the guys from Activision went to EA, and the guys from EA went to Activision.
Exactly.
So, future Rock Band DLC is going to be incompatible with Rock Band 1 and 2. What happened?
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
What happened?
Wow.
It's a platform.
That's ridiculous.
It's a platform.
My ass.
Fucking God, these assholes. That's how they get you. Do you not? Oh, man. It's a conspiracy, and they're fucking winning.
I know. The Kinect Star Wars game is coming next holiday season.
Next holiday season?
Yes, 2011. Christmas 2011.
Wow. Well, that's the next game you'll actually want to play on your Kinect.
Dude, play that. I'll run around my living room like a freaking Jedi.
You got one
in your hand like a lightsaber.
Yeah, exactly. See, I'm going to do that. That's how you play Kinect naked. Check out my light. Can you imagine the picture there? Let me upload that to Xbox Live. Would I get banned for that?
Yes.
I see your Schwartz. It's as big as mine.
You might get a job in the next Star Wars movie.
I might.
Hey, look at that interesting alien creature.
In 3D.
In 3D.
In 3D.
Watch my...
Well, in his case, it's probably about 1.5D.
See? See? You set it up. You set it up and you knock it down. Super Street Fighter 4 is coming to arcades on December 16th. Arcade release adds Yun and Yang from Street Fighter 3 plus some new tweaks.
Wait, there's arcades?
Yeah, there's still a couple of them around.
In Japan.
Arcade.
a Spanish street is named for Super Mario Brothers, and there's more planned. Wow. A dozen streets will be named for video game characters.
Wait, so it's Mario Street? Is that what it's called?
It's called Avenida de Super Mario Brothers.
Nice! Oh, wow. Awesome.
I'm going to live there. I mean, not Spain.
I want to put that on my address book. This is my address.
Yeah.
Apparently, Kinect and iPad are topping the Black Friday shopping lists. Really? No surprise there. The head of EA Canada Sports is out because of the NBA Elite 11 cancellation.
Oops.
Yeah. Bobby Kotick explains his role in Brutal Legends legal battle.
God, is this still going on?
He claims he had no personal animosity between himself and Double Fine President Tim Schafer.
But he did call me a douche. And I'm not going to stand for that.
That's right. I'm going to bitch slap him. Kinect is set to outsell Move this year, according to GameStop.
Heck yeah, it was on Oprah.
Everybody gets a Kinect! Mass Effect 2 for PS3 is to include the DLC in an interactive comic.
Nice.
So, Microsoft moved the indie games back to the storefront on the marketplace, which was very nice.
Yeah, I should have done that. Yeah.
Harmonix is explaining their Rock Band 3 upgrades for legacy DLC songs. You got to rebuy them. If you want to play keyboard, harmony vocals, and pro guitar and bass. So suck it up, bitches. There's a rumor that Metal Gear Solid Rising will be released in 2012, along with The End of the World. SSX Deadly Descent has been registered by EA.
Sweet.
So, possibly a new SSX game coming?
It's about Deadly time Descent. We got a new one.
3D Dot Game Heroes opens a pixelated PlayStation Home Lounge.
Nice.
Anything to get people to go into that piece of shit.
Oh.
Tecmo Koei CEO is resigning. Position is going to be filled by Nobunaga's ambition producer.
Yeah.
He left after somebody punched him in the chest and his head exploded. we talked about Darksiders 2 earlier. The sequel will include a brand new main character.
Mm.
So,
probably the woman.
Yeah. Did we talk about this last week? But apparently they confirmed Naughty Bear 2 and Wet 2?
Why?
I asked the same question. I liked Wet. I thought
it was liked
a,
Wet.
Yeah,
I
it
think
was,
it could use a sequel.
Yeah, it was a good game, but Naughty Bear 2? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Come on.
Apparently the it's news when the trophy list for Gran Turismo 5 gets leaked. It has 60 trophies.
They're probably impossible to get.
Probably. Take you like 40 hours of driving the same Nissan Sentra around a
probably
circle.
Probably have to have all the licenses before you can even qualify for the trophies.
Yeah. DICE announces another new Bad Company 2 map pack, VIP map pack 7. So, there you go. Fallout New Vegas debuted strong at 5 million units worldwide.
Not bad.
That's amazing how you can sell that many copies of a game that don't even work.
Nah.
It's all the name, man. It's the name.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted an Obsidian made Call of Duty. I want to see that.
Apparently, Microsoft's Kinect has been hacked. It's hooked up to a computer and responding to commands. Congratulations, nice. You guys have no life.
You created
they just created fucking Skynet.
Yeah, Skynet.
Awesome. I can't wait for that. I'm trying to see if there's anything else that's even worth mentioning. Yeah, I'm done. That's all the news.
Sweet.
Well, there you go.
So I'm going to flip over
there
to...
there you have it.
There you go. Now, Wombat, you have, what, 5 minutes left?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we can get through here. We have some questions from MK2 Forever. There's a lot in here, so you won't get through all of them.
All right.
He says, let's imagine, question number one, let's imagine you were engineers working for a game company and you had freedom and money to create a new way of playing video games, considering nothing was impossible. What do you think you'd make? As an example, I'd create a system where you could take control of your dreams and your friends' dreams, multiplayer dreams, with all the nonsense dreams can be. Meanwhile,
I don't want to take control of any of your dreams.
He said, edited, meanwhile, I saw the Inception movie after giving this example. Now I feel my example is not only not original as it's damn scary. So, if you could create a new way to play games where nothing is impossible.
A new way to play games where nothing is impossible.
I just plug a wire into my damn ear.
Playing through my eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one.
That's 3D, bitch.
I got one. You use a combination of the Kinect motion camera in correspondence with two gloves for each hand.
So you're gonna have four gloves on?
No. I meant two gloves, one for each hand. To where not only is it picking up your body movement, but it's also picking up individual finger movement as well. And
I'll show you some individual finger movement.
I'll just show you one finger individually moving.
And instead of a flat screen television. You're looking at a holographic image. And in that holographic image, you see your opponents that are playing online elsewhere throughout the world. And you could be tossing a ball at them, and you literally grab the ball with your open hands and throw it back at the other person.
Oh boy, that sounds fun.
Oh, it's a
pitching
game.
You know what else? You know how else you can do that? By taking a ball
and going outside,
it back and forth between you and another person.
No, you see, this game would be what would be included with the hardware.
You get an achievement for it. You caught the ball, badoink.
Now I see great potential in this technology.
Well, we haven't even realized the potential of Kinect yet.
Because there is no potential.
Oh, here we go.
I truly think that the glove situation would be the next step.
You're obsessed with gloves. Yeah. You know you get a free glove when you buy Michael Jackson The Experience, right?
Yes, you do.
I know, but magic gloves.
His glove was magic.
This man, they had this back in the 80s. They made a movie about it. It was called The Wizard. It was called The Power Glove.
It was called It Didn't Work.
And the thing is, just like 3D was back in the 80s, the Power Glove shall return in the future.
God, I hope not.
Awesome. Power Glove, that'd be awesome.
However, when it comes back, it'll be far superior in every way.
All right, I'm moving on to question number two. What's the thing that scares you the most? Gambus's brain. Please don't ever let it out. Anybody else scared of anything?
I'm like Indiana Jones.
Spiders.
I hate snakes.
You hate snakes? I hate snakes.
I don't like spiders.
Snakes and spiders, man. They're like the evilest thing on the planet.
Indeed.
I'm not a fan of bees or hornets. Those are
hornets and motherfuckers. Hornets and motherfuckers.
I don't like pain.
Yeah. But pain sucks. I don't like pain. Yeah.
All right. Question number three. None of us are kids anymore. I believe most of you are around my age, 29. So my question is very simple. Do you enjoy video games now as much as you did when you were much younger? And justify your answer.
Justify my answer.
I would say yes. I enjoy them as much as I did before because there is just as much fun. I haven't changed as a person. If anything, I enjoy them more because they're more immersive than they used to be. When I was playing games, it was Manic Miner and it was, Chucky Egg, and you know they were all simple games. Now they're, you know, games are incredible, and why shouldn't we enjoy them just because we're older?
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, the video game industry grew up with us.
That's right,
indeed.
Yep.
All right. Question number four. What's the most expensive gadget you ever bought, considering its time?
My car.
Is that a gadget?
Is that a gadget?
I don't think that's a gadget. I think that's a mode of transportation.
Do you consider a gadget?
Yeah, what do you consider a gadget?
Do you consider a console a gadget?
No, I consider, iPods or cell phones or...
So basically a gadget would be something that can fit... in a pocket.
An iPad wouldn't fit in your pocket, would it?
Unless you had some of them gangsta pants.
Hell yeah.
If I could fit an iPad.
I've got an iPad. That was pretty expensive.
Fuck. I don't know.
I guess an iPod back in the day.
Yeah, my iPod was pretty expensive. I have the Touch. I mean, it was like $300 or something like that.
You got the Touch.
I do have the Touch. I got the feel.
I got an old school video iPod whenever they first came out, and it was like almost $400.
I think my phone was like $600.
What the fuck?
That's before all my discounts. I have an Android. I have the Droid 2.
Oh, I'm getting me an iPhone in the next couple of days.
Oh, snap. Stepping it up.
Stepping it up because I can actually afford it, and it's only going to be $99 because I renewed my contract.
You know what? That reminds me. I forgot to mention something in my fondling. I played Angry Birds.
That's what I'm playing right now.
Dude, that game is awesome.
It is pretty sweet.
I got addicted to it. I was like playing the crap out of it.
Did you play it on the Android?
Yeah, I played it on the Android. It's hard. I got towards the end of... the first world, like 120 or something like that, and that shit gets ridiculous.
It doesn't work for my. I'm playing it on the iPad. It doesn't work on my Android phone.
Oh my god! I played the crap out of it this week. Like every time I had free time and I was just sitting around, I would play that stupid game.
That game is so awesome.
Yeah, not wrong there.
All right. Wombat has dropped out. By the way, he had to run to go do his thing. So, no more Wombat tonight. Next question says, question 5, which big franchise or blockbuster game you really hated and couldn't understand why so many people enjoyed that broken piece of crap?
Call of Duty.
Fallout.
Oh, damn, motherfucker.
I don't know. Left 4 Dead.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Gambus?
I enjoy Left 4 Dead, too.
I did, too.
I didn't.
I'd say Modern Warfare 2.
There you go.
I don't know. I'll take
Hang
that.
On.
Call of Duty's not that bad. It's just... It's the same
Didn't you
stuff.
Buy... sorry, Drew. I was going to say, the Gambus, didn't you buy your Xbox to get Modern Warfare 2?
He owns the Modern Warfare 2 edition.
Yeah, I do. I do own Modern Warfare 2 edition. However, I no longer have the game itself.
Oh, okay.
You know what,
I do like my sister. I like the look of it.
I'll say God of War.
Oh, snap.
Ooh.
You know what? I really don't give a damn. Kratos is possibly one of the dumbest characters I've ever played with, ever.
I think I agree.
Damn.
I mean, it's just, like I said, you can call it the Chronicles of Angry Man, and it would work. Because that's all it is. It's just, you know, every commercial. The first one, he's like, Ares! Next one,
you sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, hey, Ares, come out and tell me something.
He looks like he's passing a bowel movement every time you see him.
He's always mad. He's always going to kill everything indiscriminately. I mean, yeah, they play great. I mean, like I said in my last review of God of War, they play fantastically. But I just don't care about the story at all. And there's so many people out there who are like, they think it's the best freaking game ever. When, you know, I mean, they're standard.
Thing is, though, I think it's kind of a weird paradox because God of War uses mythological material, you know, that's, you know, taught in, like, colleges and, you know, people who read about, you know, mythology or, you know, I don't know, a little bit, I guess a little bit more artsy-fartsy, if you will. But so, in other words, it's kind of like a mixture of this, like, kind of sophisticated, like, subject matter, kind of deep, sophisticated philosophy and mythology mixed in, but mirrored with this one-dimensional angry guy who wants to just kill everybody.
So I would kill your face.
I mean, I don't want to, like, compare it, but, I mean, Castlevania uses the exact same thing. I mean,
yeah.
But it's more enjoyable to me. I mean, you know, they use mythological creatures, you know, has, like, Legion in it. They have, obviously, Dracula and Lycans and all these different creatures from different things. They got Hebrew, they got, you know, Greek, you know, all these different types of mythology. And, you know, I find it enjoyable. It's just I really don't like Kratos. As a character, he's one dimensional.
Yeah, the main dude in Castlevania. I mean, he's much more of a deeper character than Kratos ever was.
All right, next question. Sometimes I see videos of hot girls smashing their boyfriend / husband's consoles, stating they only play games and ignore them in every sense. That boggles my mind a lot. Don't get me wrong, I love video games, but I love some snoo-snoo much, much more.
Some snoo-snoo. Awesome.
I really don't
really love snoo-snoo.
I really don't understand how a guy can choose gaming over being with their hot girlfriend. Since you're all hardcore gamers, have you ever postponed being with your woman / girlfriend just to play a video game? And why you think some people get so addicted to video games? It's because we're nerds.
It's also if you've been with the same partner for a long time, you know, you can always forgo a little bit of snoo snoo because you want to play some, you know, I don't know, COD or whatever.
If you want to have some COD blops, you know, you'll be sleeping
some
around.
COD blops, indeed.
Snoo, snoo. Oh, that's great. Snoo, snoo. I'm going to use that from now on.
It's awesome. Isn't it?
That's funny. You know, I can't think. I probably have, but I can't remember. So, I don't know. Question number 7. Who's the baldest guy in the crew?
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Is anybody even remotely bald?
Nope.
I'm not.
I'm definitely not. I need a haircut.
Yeah, I do too. I can't.
Who's the baldest out of us? So I don't know.
I can't answer that question.
Yeah. You got the shortest hair.
I keep mine like military cut, but that's not because I don't have any hair. That's just how I prefer it. Mm.
I guess this guy's 4-2. I mean MK2 forever. I guess he's insinuating that one of us is probably more likely going bald.
Damn! Well,
I think he's seen pictures of us, hasn't he?
Well, I think everybody has.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's. You know, I mean, I talked to him on Twitter and stuff. I mean, he obviously sees my picture.
Oh, I don't know. I guess if you wanted to say who has the shortest hair, that would probably be, I think, me or John. But that's because of how
we've got shortish hair.
Yeah, because we keep it short, but I'm not balding.
No.
All right. There you go.
I'll probably be close to bald when I get mine cut.
Question number 8. Do you think that getting older makes us slower? Reflexes in video games. I mean, do you think a 16-year-old kid and a 30-year-old guy with the same experience in a game have any kind of natural physical advantage one over the other?
That's a good question.
That is a good question, actually.
You can stay up later in the night.
Yeah, but he's saying you have the same experience. You have the same experience in the game.
Well, I feel like I'm getting slower. I mean, I don't know whether that's the case, but...
I think we feel like we're getting slower because these kids spend so much more time playing them.
That could well be the case, yeah. I mean,
that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's, you know...
Kids have more free time.
Yeah. They need to enjoy that shit because it's over after a certain time.
Oh, God, yeah.
Question number 9. Considering the graphic quality and extreme violence of video games nowadays, do you think this new generation of video gamers are becoming less sensitive to watching real people being murdered and watching real war effects on people? We already see soldiers behaving on real wars if they were playing video games, killing without any kind of moral restraints. Helped by the gaming like weapons, extreme interactive and almost photorealistic violence in video games. Is it really okay? What's your opinion?
Very interesting.
I think it desensitizes us. I absolutely do.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that.
But I don't think it desensitizes us any more than, say, the nightly news does with what's in the news nowadays.
No, you never turn on the news with a happy story.
Yeah. No,
that's just the changing, like, in movies is the same way. It's just a changing, like, you know, 40 years ago, they weren't talking about that kind of stuff back then.
No.
You know?
It's just all evolution. It's not just video games. It's evolution of all media.
Yeah. I think when like you hear stories of soldiers basically, you know, living out their video game fantasy on the actual battlefield, to me that's sort of a I don't know. To me that's almost more of a, how should I say, a coping mechanism for their psyche. I can almost imagine, like, during Vietnam or World War II, like, a soldier, like, in the middle of battle, quoting a movie that he saw while back home, where a guy shot somebody, and basically, you know, feeling that exhilaration of some, you know, 1920s mobster film while in the battlefield. I think it's kind of the a central like place of like comfort, I guess, where you associate this like crazy violent thing that's happening with something that's just trivial and entertainment.
Hmm.
There you go. Question number 10. Are you guys religious people?
No.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Even though I wouldn't... the whole religious thing...
It's...
I'll just drop it. I'll say this. I am a self-proclaimed Christian, so, I'll just keep it at that.
There you go.
Well, that's like I said, I went to a Christian school for 8 years, and, you know, I got a friend of mine went to that exact same school with me that listens to the show, and I think he can probably attest to it too. A lot of stuff happens to you when you go to a Christian school for a long time. And I don't know. Or maybe I just rebelled.
All right. Now he has bonus questions for everyone. Who do you think is the best? Who is the best player in the crew?
Depends on what game.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I could kick all you guys' asses in Street Fighter.
Oh, snap.
I'm pretty sure you could as well.
It's calling it out. Calling it out. Yeah, it's all based on the game. You stick Gambus Khan in a first-person shooter, and you can just wipe the floor with him, but, you know, you put him in something else, and that might be a different case. All right, here's an interesting one. Who's the most handsome, and who's the ugliest?
I'm the ugliest.
Handsome.
I'm the ugliest. I'll claim that one.
I'm sorry, but I don't look at dudes that way.
I don't know. I think I'm pretty handsome.
And modest.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm all right. I guess I'll do.
You'll do.
I think
all you guys are handsome. How about that?
Oh, snap.
Oh, bless you.
I feel sexy.
Stay away from me.
Who is more annoying?
Oh, definitely me.
You just want to claim everything, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Who's more annoying? Oh, I know. K-Dub.
Right. I think the true word for that is annoyed, duh, not annoying. Because he gets annoyed at everybody.
I think you guys probably think me, or at least some of our listeners would, because I just don't like a lot of stuff.
No, you're just opinionated.
I like to share my opinion, kind of like David Jaffe.
Yeah, I do that all the time. They hate me for it. You're stupid. You're stupid. You don't let Fallout. Great Turismo. Whatever. Who's the one that reminds you more of yourself?
Interesting question.
Gambus, how can you even answer that?
I don't know.
There's no one quite like you.
One in a million, Gambus.
I'm telling you.
I
don't know. I'd say probably K-Dub, probably close to me.
I think Ryan's close to me, I suppose. He's quite laid back. And
I don't have the slightest idea. Don't ask me.
Yeah, I can't remember. I can't think of anybody who would resemble yourself, Zero.
I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I hope
you're unique.
So.
You're unique. Yeah.
Just like everybody else.
That's what somebody. That's what somebody might use that word for. Yeah. He said that's all for now. Sorry if the questions were bad, and keep up the awesome show. They were not bad questions. They were good questions.
No.
No, we're good.
He said,
"Hey, can I read the last paragraph?"
Oh, you go right ahead, sir. It's all about you, anyway.
Okay. Here it goes. Just one small thing that I hope won't upset too much, Gambus.
He's doing that on purpose.
He is.
Sometimes his fondling drags too freaking much.
Well, you love this podcast, then.
Too many pauses. And very slow. Very slow overall. He's a nice guy. And a terrible terrible, nice dancer. I would miss him if he didn't show on the podcast, but the fondling sometimes just gets just boring. And his melancholy voice makes things worse. Just eject some caffeine on campus before it oddly or shock him every time he pauses.
All right.
Oh, fair dues, mate. That's awesome.
You know, we're going to replace your fondling with that every time now.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Snap. All right. Dawn to the Twitter. The Twitter. Like I said, follow ZTGD on Twitter. Win a free copy of The Undergarden.
Oh, bam.
Our first tweet that from last week, DML Fury says, Silent Hitoshura, you should also check out the N4G podcast. They're awesome, especially that DML Fury guy.
Yeah.
There you go.
A little modest. Bit of promote. I gotta market the thing.
Indie Asylum says, I have inside info that Indie Asylum podcast is shit hot stuff.
Cool.
And then Silent Hitoshura replied and said, well, you should check out the gamer scene. What the fuck is this, a plug magnet?
This is our ad break.
He says, because it has a handsome Scottish man on it. Me. So there you go. Shanghai 6 says, okay, apparently I need to get off my ass and check out this whole Walking Dead phenomenon.
Yes, you do.
Comes on tonight. I've still got that to watch.
I mean, came on yesterday.
He also says a Veterans Day thank you to us for mentioning his awesome charity last week. I think John might know this person. Lorio the Oreo.
That's my girlfriend.
She said, I'm honestly trying to think of an intelligent question, but all I can think of is cheese. He said, she said, I could always ask, what's your favorite kind of cheese? But that excludes John because he be hating on the cheese.
Yeah, I'm not a cheese lover.
What's wrong with you,
gosh,
John?
What's wrong with you, yeah.
Cheese is the greatest invention ever.
I like mozzarella.
I like every kind of cheese, dude. Almost.
My whiz.
Oh, God.
No, I'm not a massive cheese fan, to be fair.
Oh.
I like feta cheese, too.
Oh, I just like, cheese is just delicious. Like you go to O'Charlie's and you get those frickin',
yes.
The fried, what kind of cheese is that? I'm trying to think.
Cotta?
No, it's not cotta. It's the spicy cheese.
Pepper jack.
Pepper jack. Yeah, pepper jack filled mozzarella. Oh. All right, that's enough. Shut up, you bastard. DJ Mitsuhara says, it's 2 a.m. and I'm off to bed. OGT5 gets a solid release date. Start your fapping now. I've got a full-on robot chubby. And he's
okay.
Oyasumi Nasai. So, wow.
Sweet.
Creed and Raid says, should Activision let Treyarch finish up the Modern Warfare trilogy? Will the solo campaign suck as much as Modern Warfare 2?
Well, they're never going to do it because they'll want Modern Warfare 3 out next year and Treyarch won't have enough time.
Yeah, that's true.
No, next year's going to be the space one from Sledgehammer.
Possibly. Although, I wouldn't have any aversion to try out finishing it off, but I doubt any modern any Call of Duty game will bear the Modern Warfare moniker until all of the lawsuits are sorted out.
That's true.
Jesus.
But, all right, this whole talk about, you know, Modern Warfare, or not Modern Warfare, but the next Call of Duty being in the future, yeah, it's probably going to be like in 2015. And they're going to use the same fucking weapons. I mean, come on. I mean,
no, they're going to use laser beams, man.
Right. I don't know. I, if I'm not mistaken, the next Ghost Recon game that I saw a demonstration of at E3 was I think it was 2012 20 something.
Yeah, future warfare or future. I can't remember what they called it.
It's in the future.
Future Warrior or something, isn't it? Future. I can't remember. Future something.
I want to say like 2024 or something like that.
And that's what you'll probably see, if that's the way they go, that's the sort of time scale you're looking at. You're not looking at 2100 or something stupid.
Yeah. Lorio the Oreo also says, okay, a serious non-cheese related cue now. Now that Black Ops is out, what do you reckon is going to be your game of the year?
Still Red Dead.
We still gotta wait. Assassin's Creed and Need for Speed.
Yeah.
My money's still on that.
Red Dead or Mass Effect?
I'm going with Red Dead or Just Cause for me. I love Just
Even
Cause.
Even over Mass Effect?
Yeah, I love Just Cause. Love that game.
I'm going with Mass Effect and Dragon Quest.
Yeah, whatever. Nobody cares about you.
Oh!
Altus 1 says, so Black Ops or Reach? Which is your favorite FPS of the year?
Neither.
Black Ops, because I haven't played a lot of Reach.
Well, I'm going to go with Reach. I enjoyed it more.
I do like the Halo.
Halo!
I got to play it at some point, but I've never been a massive fan of those sort of shooters where you can't pull the left stick to tie down your sights, and obviously Halo doesn't do that. So I've always been more fond of the Call of Duty style of play.
He also says, "Hell has finally frozen over. GT 5 is finally getting its second release date. Can't wait to drive 100 Skylines." And he also says, what does John W. UK's Loverlord think of the single player part of Black Ops?
Fuck off.
As I talked about earlier, I thought it was decent. Not the best single player I've played through, but it was decent.
It's been okay for me so far. I'm only a level or two in, but
there's some really stupid and frustrating parts in that. IFHD says, anyone finished Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker? I used to think I'm an MGS fan, but I never had the time to finish a game, it or any game longer than 10 hours. Well, you missed a lot of good games then. But no, I have not finished that not because the game is long, but because it's on the PSP, and I can't play really long games on the PSP.
You know, you can get one of those adapters to plug into your television.
I know, I keep meaning to do that, but, you know.
I did finish Peace Walker.
There you go.
It was actually really good.
I loved what I played of it, but I just couldn't keep playing it.
I've got to play it at some point, but I'm not paying what they want on the store for it, because I've got to go. I can only get it from the store, and they want £33 for it.
You got to love how they pigeonhole you with the go.
However, last week, Ghost of Sparta in stores was £30, but straight away on the European on the PSN store, £17.
Really?
Almost half price. So it's really strange how they do their structure and their pricing.
He also says, are 10-hour games too long? Should I finish the story on Wiki or Plot Facts? No, you should finish it in the game.
Yeah, I mean, 10 hours, it depends on the game, you know. Like I said, God of War 2 was around, 10 to 12 hours, and the gameplay and the story just kept going and going, and I got sick of it. But, you know, Uncharted 2, which was like 10 hours, a little bit less than 10 hours, but, I mean, you know, I enjoyed all of that.
Yeah, it just depends on the game. Some games are built to be that long. Like, a game like, you know, if Star Wars Force Unleashed 2 was actually longer than 5 hours, it would have been awful. Whereas a game like Dragon Age, if it had only been 10 hours, it would have been awful.
Yeah.
So, it just depends on the game. H-Dogger says, what's the highest level you've ever hit in a multiplayer aspect of a game? Mostly thinking FPSs such as Call of Duty or Halo. The biggest one I ever did was Halo 2. I think I hit, like, some ridiculously high number because I played the crap out of it. But since then, I've never broke double digits.
Wow.
I just don't play them long enough anymore.
Yeah. I mean, Modern Warfare 1, I mean, I prestiged 6 times.
Jesus Christ, man.
No wonder you're sick of it. I prestiged it once.
I'm telling you, I bet you I logged in over at least 110 hours into Call of Duty 2. If they had a ranking system, I would have been. I would have reached the end of it.
Jesus Christ!
I was insane about Call of Duty 2. I was like in tournaments and shit.
What about you, Gambus? Have you ever broke double digits in an online multiplayer game?
No.
There you go. And John W. also says, God, I will never live that typo down. No, you really won't.
Brilliant.
I'm going to be your lover lord forever.
Oh, fuck off.
Fixer just says, oh, snap, to Altus's comment. And then he also says, I'm really impressed by Kinect. I'm glad I'm not the only one. But I'm hoping there will be more real games instead of all these mini games, and I agree. Because I'm really impressed with the technology. I just hope that they use it for some different kinds of games. Unfortunately, Diz Lowboy is asking once again for Wombat to do the Andre the Giant. But he had to leave early.
Man, we should have, like, thought of that.
I know, I forgot. I'm sorry, dude. It's not that Wombat is ignoring you. Or wait, yeah, he is. And then he said, followed up with the ridiculous Macho Man and Ultimate Warrior impersonation. Sorry, I can't do that. Then he says, competition has been rather lackluster in Black Ops for me. Pimp my PSN and Xbox and Steam name, DizLowboy916, and get me some competition. Yes, I have all three copies. I take it in the face from Activision. Amazing, isn't it?
Uncomfortable silence.
Jerkstore81 says, Big Daddy versus Tank from Left 4 Dead. Who would win? Big Daddy, yo.
Tank.
I'm going with Big Daddy.
I don't know. I think
no, I don't know who Hank is.
You don't know who Tank? The Tank from
Hank.
Left 4
Dead? Oh, I thought he said Hank.
No, the Tank. There's a Tank in Left 4 Dead, too. It's like
yes, no, no, they are. Oh, what's the Tank?
I think Tank would win.
Yeah.
That Tank's fucking insane. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, all the Big Daddy's got to do is put his drill out, and it's over. It's over.
Are you kidding? We machine gun a freaking Tank, you know, with 100 fucking bullets and doesn't kill him.
I can't help but that game's unbalanced.
Oh, whatever. You talk about unbalanced. I played some Bioshock 2, and it kept spawning me right outside the door with a fucking Big Daddy right outside the door. This is totally fair and balanced, like Fox News.
Oh.
Ooh.
Well, you gotta political. Go there. Well, you gotta get political on me.
I don't want to run for president.
Who are you, John McCain? The last question I have is Key134. He says, Black Ops. I like the story links with World at War. Multiplayer is very buggy, but it's fixable. But the zombies has really hooked me. Oh. Interesting. I think I stopped paying attention to the Call of Duty stories a while back. So I don't really know about your story connections. Because, yeah.
The Germans were working on this type of gas, I think.
The Nova 6?
Yeah, and it makes an appearance in Black Ops.
It's pretty much the story to Black Ops.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, well, I didn't know they made a reference to that, because the story just kind of bores me. The voice acting, though, I noticed that Sam Worthington is playing the main character, and that Ed Harris is in the game. And his voice...
Ice Cube.
His voice is so authoritative. Ed Harris can sell me some Home Depot stuff and tell me how to fight a war at the same time. So, there you go. Yeah, and Ice Cube's in it. Which, who was it that told me Ice-T was in it?
Everybody got confused because they're both made of ice. And Ice-T likes to play a lot of video games.
Oh, yeah.
He told me, he didn't tell me, he told people on Twitter, as I follow him on Twitter, he's like, I wish people would stop saying that I'm in Call of Duty Black Ops. I'm not, it's Ice Cube.
Yeah, because I heard Ice Cube. He plays, I think, Bowman or something like that. I can't remember the guy's name, but I can recognize his voice.
I think he also does some of the announcing in the multiplayer.
Multiplayer,
as well.
Yeah.
Interesting. I know that Ice-T is in Gears of War 3. I know that.
Mm.
So, yeah. Okay. Whatever. If whatever. Domo Origato, Mr. Roboto. That's all the tweets. I'm done.
More fine.
So, Gambus, do you have your typical shout-outs? Are you going to say them in a melancholy voice and put lots of pauses in them?
Pauses in them.
If
I was going to become a rap star, my name would be Peach Tea.
Peach Tea? Dude, yes. I got a word for you. It's three letters. Starts with an F, and I can't say it.
Oh. It's too bad.
That literally was like a 2-second pause.
Okay, shout outs. Let's see. Yeah. I'll give a shout out to the All Gen Gamers podcast.
That's a new one.
Yeah. With Johnny Millennium and Pete Dore. You guys are awesome. Shout out to the Front Towards Gamer podcast with Shanghai Six. Great show. Shout out to Pink and Deadly podcast. And a shout out to the Red Sun Gamer podcast, which is a really good podcast if you're into Japanese gaming.
Like Gambus Khan.
Yeah, like me.
Like you. I don't have anything else other than obviously follow us on Twitter so we can do some Undergarden giveaways. That would be the awesome sauce. Free games, always good.
Yeah.
Other than that, I have nothing. It's coming close to the holiday season. We will be doing Game of the Year awards soon, probably sometime in December. So look forward to that. Other than that, I have nothing. Does anybody else have anything before we get out of here?
Nope.
No.
All right, Gambus. You know what to do.
And it goes something like this. Buck, 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 buck. Buggah.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can! It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar!
This is gonna be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! Play games, not consoles! No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.